Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What do you love about music? To begin with, everything.
Putting on a great show is the most important thing you can do. One great rock show can change the world.
Welcome to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis, the pop music critic at the Chicago Sun-Times.
And I'm Greg Cott. I write about rock and roll for the Chicago Tribune. It's the world's only rock and roll talk show, Jim, and we are having our inaugural pledge drive.
Yes.
On Navy Pier, which we're very excited about.
No, you're not. And don't lie, Greg, because I always was much more of a public radio listener than you, just because you constantly listen to CDs. I happen to know you listen in the shower, you listen in the car, you know. And I try to reserve the car. I try not to listen to CDs in the car. So whenever I'm driving, you know, we live in Chicago, which is a lot. We're in the car. I listen more. And the one thing I didn't tell you about this. We are now on our 17th show on Chicago Public Radio. The one thing I didn't tell you when we moved from 7 years commercial radio is we got to do this twice a year.
Uh-huh.
I left that out.
And here we are. Here we are. So it's exciting. You know, this is new ground. It's great about the radio business. You're always learning something new.
Yeah, but you're married.
And tonight I'm learning something new.
We're both married. Surely begging for money is not unfamiliar to you. Right?
I have to beg for money every day.
It goes with the turf. All right. But despite the fact that we are going to beg you for money tonight, and despite the fact that we are really under a pressure cooker situation here, we got an hour of Sound Opinions. This is our first pledge drive. We have to show the powers that be here at Navy Pier that people actually care about us to the point of, like, you know, giving some money, you know, because now it's like put up or shut up time. You know what I mean? We sold them on this show. They're letting us abuse the Jim and Kay Maybe studio by having Common in. You know, we're going to tape Steve Wynn, incredible psychedelic rocker. We've got, you know, incredible stuff coming in. You know, they're seeing these weird rock and roll people get off the elevator and come and, like, tinkle on the Steinway Grand.
Yeah, we've changed the character of the place. Maybe slightly. Not for the better some days. But I got to say, Jim, I've been impressed with the facilities here at Navy Pier. And one of the reasons is because they do get these donations. I mean, that studio facility that we've been able to record musicians like John Cale, Donovan, Colin Malloy, Common.
Feist.
Amazing. I mean, John Cale walks in and goes, "This is amazing.
This is amazing.
One of the toughest, hardest to please men
in the world of music.
And a genius in his own way." And he walks into this studio and he says, "This is great. I want to play music here."
877-366-8924. That is the number to pledge. We need you to do that because, you know, all right, so 7 years we were on commercial radio. We were on this station that, like, the mics were held to the stands with duct tape, right? And that we had, like, one phone, and sometimes it wouldn't work. We had freaking David Byrne of the Talking Heads on the phone. And, like, it's cutting out because they hadn't paid their phone bill, right? Because at commercial radio, the only thing that matters is the bottom line. It is becoming a one-world corporation. There are three huge corporations that control pretty much all of radio in America. Then there's little public radio over here on the side.
Absolutely. 877-366-8924. That's 877-366-8924. That's the number to call if you want to pledge. Jim, I'm in total agreement. The commercial end of the radio spectrum has turned into a big homogenous zone where the bottom line is king. And, you know, let's face it, money matters on the public radio side here, but it is to promote a diversity of programming that I don't think you get anywhere else on the band.
No, nobody else is going to give us an hour of airtime to do what we do, which may or may not be a good thing. I don't know. But hey, you know, they have some shows that here that don't suck like us, you know, I mean, and there's all sorts of like cool swag. We have no swag yet. I'm very disappointed. And it's because our managing producer and director, Todd Bachman, dropped the swag ball. Now, next time in 6 months.
I saw the swag ball rolling down the hallway, when we came in. And I think
stuff.
It'll be picked up by the fall when the fall pledge
it
drive
is. You can give any amount of money, 877-366-8924. You know how this works. You've heard this a million. Any amount they'll take, right? But if you give $75, you get an 848 coffee mug, or you get a Chicago Public Radio baseball hat, or you get a copy of the Constitution, What It Means, which apparently nobody in the current administration has read, you know? And you know, they got swag, right? The Car Talk guys, you pledge $10 a month, $120 or more, you get the Car Talk guys CD, right? You know, all this fine swag. Where's the This American Life swag? There's got to be some of that. But no, we have no Sound Opinion swag. So among other things, if you call and pledge now, 877-366-8924. We promise you swag next time.
Now, the way I look at it, Jim, okay, $75 is, you know, you get swag for your $75.
Yeah.
You can either go to Ozfest, or you can pledge to Chicago Public Radio. You know, I mean, I think the choice is fairly clear.
You can save your eardrums, spare yourselves Ozfest, and pledge to us, right? And we'll cover Ozfest
so
you
don't
have to.
And we'll tell you about Ozfest. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
We'll tell you all about Ozfest on Sound Opinions. You don't have to go, and yet you keep this show going for another few months.
That's absolutely right. So we have our production team whispering in our ear. Here we are trying to not sound like complete morons, buffoons, and begging toadies, right? And they keep mentioning, and it's not working, he just said, Matt Spiegel. And they're mentioning in our ear, website, phone number. Like people are idiots, like they haven't been listening to this nonstop all the time. If they listen to public radio, 877-366-8924 or chicagopublicradio.org. They know the drill, guys. They've heard this stuff before. You've done it, you know. All right, so but we are going to do it different because we are Sound Opinions and we do everything different, differently. We are going to do a regular show in between the embarrassing begging, and we are going to play, because, you know, it seems appropriate, we're going to play songs about money.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of great
songs about
money. The best
rock songs ever about money.
Yeah, I mean, this is fun. I mean, this show is always fun to do. I have to say that as a preface. But this show in particular is fun. I mean, those theme shows built around, you know, you pick a term. Songs about money, songs about adultery, songs about motorcycles. There are a million of them. And culling the best of the best is always a fun exercise. And we got some great money songs that we're going to play for you tonight.
Absolutely. We're going to play our choices. Maybe next time for the next pledge drive, if people, you know, call in 877-366-8924 and go to chicagopublicradio.org. Maybe next time we can have we won't even have to do this. We'll just have like the pledgers come in and play their favorite songs. Maybe we'll do songs about begging.
Perfect.
That'd be good.
Yeah, and we have our pledge. The people who pledge the most will get to come in and play their favorite begging songs. Or maybe maybe do a karaoke version.
Yeah, see? And then slowly but surely we'll be able to weasel our way out of this, right? And then they'll just take care. So what we're going to do first, actually, is take a phone call. We're going to talk to a person who believes in us enough after 16 weeks to have been our first official pledge donor and caller. I mean, this is...
I'm going to give her a standing ovation.
I think it's noble.
I'm,
I think it's,
you know,
it's sacred.
I'm touched, and I'm tears are welling up. In fact, they're streaming down my face right now
because it's a great honor that we have. You know, a lot of people buy the Chicago Tribune. Slightly fewer people, but smarter people buy the Chicago Sun-Times. But we have no sense, right, of that 50 cents of, like, whether they're shelling out to, like, read you or me. You know, calling up Chicago Public Radio right now, 877-366-8924, during this one-hour show, helping us get to $7,000. I mean, that says, like, you believe in our show. So I think we actually have Gloria Morrison on the phone. Hey, Gloria, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. This is very, very exciting.
We're honored, Gloria. You are the first pledge for Sound Opinions.
I'm honored, and I want to hear you keep speaking, and I'm so glad I got a standing ovation.
Well, we're thrilled. How did you listen to us before when we were tools of the man on the corporate machine?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and we're better now, right?
Absolutely. A little shorter, but better.
Yeah, shorter, but mainly we just cut out some of the crap.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you, and I love it. I listen. I like listening to you guys.
That's great. Thank you.
I can hear the voices. I can hear the laughter. It works for me.
And you're a music fan, obviously.
I am.
In order to handle this show, you must love a wide variety of music, Gloria. That's what I'm guessing.
I do. I probably don't know as wide a variety as you guys, but I do like a wide variety, and I have for a long time.
Well, we are going to put you on the spot, Gloria, because as the first official Sound Opinions donor ever, which means so much to us, we are, it's not a bad spot. Don't worry.
Okay.
We are going to give you the right to choose whatever song you want to hear right now, and we'll play it for you.
Right now.
You know how this stupid show works. I mean, you know, you got to pretend to at least have something smart to say about it. You got to pretend to play rock critic.
Okay.
So you got to make a case. You got to tell us. Now, we won't hold you to this being your favorite song ever of all time.
Okay.
It's just the song you are most excited to hear about right now. And hopefully it'll be something really nasty, because we really are taking great joy in corrupting the public radio airwaves just the weirdest stuff.
This is Gloria's version of a Desert Island Jukebox.
Yes. Now,
Gloria,
okay.
you listen to the show. At the end of the show, we usually play a record that Jim or I would take to the Desert Island that day.
So you think about it for a minute. We'll give out this stupid phone number again, because the producers are looking at us. Yeah, we are. We're going to bring them in here. 877-366-8924, or you can go online, chicagopublicradio.org. Any amount is welcome.
We're giving Gloria time to think. Now, Gloria, have you figured it out?
Do I have explicit lyric?
Of course.
No, well, I mean,
we'd be disappointed if you didn't play something with cuss words.
All right. Well, I have a current song that I'm liking.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'll give you a drum roll.
How about I Hate Everyone by Get Set Go? I heard it first on a TV show.
Wow. Do you even know that song, Greg?
No. I have no idea.
Now, you have stumped both of us,
Gloria. I'm so glad. You got to start watching Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, no, I have been. I dig it.
Okay.
But now this is our friend. She's been a guest on Sound Opinions.
Alex Petsavis.
She's from the Burbs here in Chicago. She has the most amazing job in the world, Gloria. She's in charge of putting all the cool music on that show.
Ooh.
And also the OC and a bunch of other shows.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So she obviously chose this. And it's and what is it again?
It's I Hate Everyone, and the band is Get Set Go.
And what do you love about it?
Well, you're going to love it from the first two lines of the song.
All right.
lyrics are great, and it just kind of gets you. The music is awesome.
And it
set up a scene in Grey's Anatomy. There was a scene going underneath it that sort of made it for you.
Yeah. I can't exactly recall what it was at the moment, because it was probably several weeks ago. But
that's good. The music stuck with you, and the TV show's long since faded.
Yeah, I pretty much Monday morning after the Sunday night show, go to the website and see what it was. And some of it's not available unless it's on smaller labels.
Yeah. Well, this is excellent. Well, Gloria, we're going to play this song right now in your honor.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry we have no Sound Opinion swag.
No, I don't need swag.
877-366-8924. This song is for Gloria.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gloria.
Some stupid chick in the checkout line was paying for beers with nickels and dimes, and some old man at Club Coupons and argued whenever they wouldn't take one. All I want to do some cigarettes, but I couldn't take it anymore, so I left. I hate everyone. I hate everyone. I hate everyone. I hate everyone. he slammed on the brakes, but I made a mistake. When I climbed out of my van, he was waiting. But he was 6'3 and 200 pounds of Satan. I hate everyone. I hate everyone. I hate everyone. I hate everyone.
That's brilliant. Gloria chose well.
It sets the tone, doesn't it?
It's kind of like Weezer, Weezer-esque, but with this just bitter. It's like you know, Bukowski. It's not that I don't like people. It's just that I'm happier when they're not around.
And with this chirpy, sing-songy melody.
Amazing. Join Gloria. You can be number two in pledging to Chicago Public Radio, keeping us on the air on Sound Opinions, 877-366-8924, or go online to chicagopublicradio.org.
Now, see, that's why we love this show. We have listeners who blow our minds with their thirst for knowledge about music, and
neither
they're introducing us to new things.
We didn't know. We start the conversation. We get the ball rolling,
mm-hmm.
and then it continues without us. And we have some amazing help. Robin Lynn is here. She is one of our associate producers. Now, in the time it took us in real time to listen to that song for the first time, Robin has got us the brief bio synopsis. What do we know about these artists?
Well, I have to say I wasn't able to find much because
she picked
an obscure one. But they describe themselves on their website as an upbeat and quirky band from L.A. And you'll appreciate this. The lead singer is named Mike TV.
Like the Willy Wonka character. Wow, Willy Wonka has fueled so much great rock and roll. Veruca Salt, Mike TV. There's something else, too. That's great. So, Robin, you did about 2 or 3 years with us at commercial radio.
Yes.
And you had worked at NPR. You'd been an intern. You know, so why have you – I mean, you are such a brilliant, talented, hardworking person, a true pleasure to have on our staff. Why the hell have you cast your lot with us?
Well, I didn't even listen to public radio growing up, but when I graduated college, I just sort of knew it was a place I wanted to be.
You're a serious public radio junkie now.
Compared to probably the public radio junkies listening,
anything I've heard, not at midnight and not at 6 in the morning, that you haven't actually heard.
Compared to the Sound Opinions team, I'm a public radio junkie. Mm-hmm. Although Todd can probably compete with me on that.
No, he's radio stooge. There's a difference.
I don't know that what we're doing is serious journalism or anything, great investigative reporting or anything, but I just like to be able to associate myself with all the great serious journalism that's happening on public radio. I honestly believe it was a place I wanted to be because I think the best media happens on public radio.
That's inspiring. And we have to get you paid because right now
we're
like at subsistence level. 877-366-8924.
We're going to play a bunch of songs with money as the subject. And as usual, there's a death duel to the finish. Who's going to go first? Because, you know, we always want to be first. Jim wants to be first.
True.
I want to be first. The only person who's been able to settle these arguments over the entire history of Sound Opinions is Matt Spiegel, who's been with us since day one. Matt,
it's true.
You are a man among men to have lasted this long with the show. You have not, somehow you've put up with all of this. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Still working on that. I question myself on a daily basis. As soon as I get an answer, I'll get back to you.
Now, Nat Spiegel is by far the most talented person we've ever worked with in radio. And
the three people in this room, Spiegel,
we're lucky
owns,
to have him. No,
owns
it's true.
Talent.
And
yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't let my wife yell at me the way he's occasionally yelled at me. Have you?
I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, see, I was just going to say that you like it. I know you like it.
I enjoy when he gets stern.
See, I know he likes it.
And then he combines it with the, you know, he can do any voice. I don't know if our listeners realize.
The man of a
talented singer. Matt Spiegel is a band leader, a longtime scenester in Chicago.
Hey, Spiegs, we're doing a show tonight.
We're
you and
working
me.
Tonight, man. That's right. I'm backing you up, babe. Do people know you're singing yet?
No, that's a secret.
Did I just say that?
Yeah, you did.
All right.
But it's at this point, you know, in the cause of raising money for Sound Opinions. I'm celebrating the release of my new book about the Flaming Lips.
Congratulations.
At the Abbey Pub and with a couple of other bands, Kid Million and Scotland Yard Gospel Choir. And I've got a Flaming Lips tribute band to play all the great old rock songs they don't play anymore. And I'm singing.
Well, that's very cool.
Nobody wanted to sing.
I think many of your staff here, a bunch of glorified engineers and fact checkers, I think many of us are going to come by and
now,
back
New
you
City
up.
New City said that. I didn't say that. You know
I know
what
you
I think
fed them
you.
That line, dear goddess.
They were here. They were watching you work.
We have Many coins to choose from. I have one coin here which has click on one side and clack on the other, the Tappet Brothers coin. I'm not going to use that one. I've got Robert Siegel and Terry Gross on one side of a in Independence Year quarter. I'm not going to use that.
Carl Castle, man.
Your Carl Castle. Well, actually, I have here the official Sound Opinions half dollar with Jim DeRogatis on one side and Greg Cott on the other. I think that's the one to flip.
I think it would be vain to use that.
Well, then let's use it.
Absolutely.
That's rock and roll, baby.
All right. We're loud and proud.
Call it in the air, Cott.
I'm going for Cott.
It is indeed Cott. It's your call.
Woohoo!
Finally won one. All right. The payoff worked.
You win everyone. What are you talking about? You raise it. And even when you screw up, he yells at me because he knows you enjoy it. So you make a mistake, and then he yells at me.
I don't think you're lining Spiegs' pocket enough with some of those pledge dollars that we're going to get today. You know,
I'm the only one who's written about Tributosaurus. Did you ever write about him?
The Tribune wrote about Tributosaurus.
The Tribune. Are you
two
are
years
not, you
ahead
are not,
of the Sun?
You are not the Tribune.
On an assignment that
you personified. As
I felt
the,
it would have been a conflict of interest for me to write about my dear friend Matt Spiegel.
Well, unless people call in and pledge, Spiegel is going to be just an itinerant musician, and we're going to be unemployed. 877-366-8924. Now, Mr. Cott, what are you going to start with?
Actually, the first song that popped into my head was a song called Money Changes Everything, which is perhaps best known for being on a Cyndi Lauper record, the one Cyndi Lauper record that went through the roof and sold a gazillion copies circa 1984-85.
Back when she was making videos with Lou Albano.
And that was the time when she had the big song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Mm-hmm. Got to play the song, Money Changes Everything. Not the Cyndi Lauper version, though. The original version, as written by an Atlanta band called The Brains on a 1980 album, self-titled, produced by Steve Lillywhite. I mean, the producer, way more famous than the band ever became.
Went on to U2 and XTC.
Yeah, made a ton of important records. I think this Brains record is just terrific. Got lost in the shuffle, the post-punk, new wave shuffle of the early 80s.
I've interviewed Peter Buck of REM, and I know you have as well, and he's always talked about what an influence they were.
Terrific band.
In Atlanta as he was coming up in Athens.
Four-piece band. The main guy in the band was a guy named Tom Gray. And he wrote this song, and it's great. It's essentially a song about a breakup. Huh, money changes everything, she told him as she bid him adieu. So here it is on Sound Opinions. It's a pledge drive show. Give us a call, 877-366-8924, and we're going to be playing lots of songs to get you in the mood. And here's one, Money Changes Everything by The Brains.
Nice choice, Mr. Cott. I'm Jim DeRogatis of the Chicago Sun-Times. My partner is Greg Cott of the Chicago Tribune. You're listening to Sound Opinions, inaugural pledge drive.
To pledge, give us a call at 877-366-8924 or go to chicagopublicradio.org.
We are definitely still low men on the totem pole here. We have no snacks. When 848 is doing pledge drive, they have tons. Like, they have snacks. They
We're starving.
We got nothing. We got nobody.
Give us money.
We got
so
nothing
we can
to
eat.
Give away. All we have is your goodwill. If you dig this show and have for some time, we would ask you to call and pledge. We're trying to make $7,000. It's absurd. We're never going to happen. We're screwed. We'll be back on the street. But, you know, we can give it a shot. 877-366-8924. And my my first choice, Greg, for a great song about money is just the theme of this show. You know, it can't be put any more plaintively or desperately than the chorus of this song. It is, of course, from the infamous Black Album, not Jay-Z's version, but the band before that, who never gets credit for this album being as brilliant as it is.
Rock innovators.
In fact, this guy is a Public Radio brethren, one of the guys, the guy who played bass on this incredible song. Mm-hmm. Mr. Harry Shearer has that Les Show, you know, which is pretty good. But nevertheless, this is, well, this is Spinal Tap. Give me some money.
Stop wasting my time. You know what I want. You know what I need. Oh, maybe you don't. Do I have to come right flat out and tell you everything? Give me some money.
Versus Spinal Tap, Give Me Some Money, except they were not actually Spinal Tap yet. They were still the Thamesmen. They were the British Invasion wannabe band before they morphed into the mighty rock gods that were Spinal Tap.
Now, were they sarcastic and a parody band when they were the Thamesmen? Was there an attempt there to be as humorous as...
Well, yeah. Hence the adenoidal vocals and the wannabe Beatle. And they
clearly
had
there was a sense of, tongue-in-cheek tribute there.
Yeah.
But the Spinal Tap thing just amped it up times 10.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we're going to keep playing the greatest rock songs of all time about money. And we're going to do a montage here of some of the classics. One of them involves the Beatles. You know, it is extraordinary, Greg. You and I were making these lists, trying to figure out what to play. The Beatles, it must be said, for the band that epitomizes the idealism of the 60s and the hippie generation and the baby boom generation, they had an extraordinary amount of songs about money.
It truly is amazing. I mean, you can think of a half dozen right off the top of your head.
Baby, You're a Rich Man.
Yeah. Tax Man.
You Never Give Me Your Money.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, hey, for all the flowers, love, transcendence, revolution, change the world.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they were watching their pocketbook.
Yeah. You know, and it brings to mind the comment that McCartney gave me a couple of years ago when I asked him point blank, how come you're charging $250 for your concert?
Because I can.
And that's essentially wasn't it, I love capitalism. I've been capitalist, you know?
Oh, my God. So now think about that. $250 for a 90-minute show by Paul McCartney. Admittedly, he's a genius and all that stuff,
yeah,
right? But it's over. It's over in 90 minutes. Whereas if you were to pledge $250 here, you're going to get 52 hours.
We just go on and on and on.
52 hours of sound opinions. Pledge, where did the phone number go?
877. 877-366-8924. 877-366-8924.
ChicagoPublicRadio.org. Please, please, please keep us on the air.
And I think this is a song that illustrates what we're talking about tonight. Money, That's What I Want. This is really the song that put Motown on the map.
Mm-hmm.
1960, Barrett Strong. Song written by Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown.
I didn't know that. So Berry Gordy himself wrote the song.
He wrote the song, produced the song. Barrett Strong sang it, banging it out on the 88s, the keyboards, the piano.
Yeah.
And the Beatles heard it, and they blew their minds. And they put it on one of their early records. They covered it, and in some ways they stole it from Barrett Strong, because Lennon's vocal on Money is just
amazing.
One of the all-time great vocals. The scream that he lets out in Money. It's just like, you know, I think, Jim, at some point we should do a show about all-time great rock and roll screams.
Oh, yeah.
And if so...
Screaming
Lennon
Jay Hawkins
on Money, the way he just lets it rip, that throat-shredding vocal. He apparently did it at the end of a long session in which they recorded an entire album, and they were toasted, and he just let it rip on the song. And then the ironic, tongue-in-cheek, very arch, very arty cover version of the song by the Flying Lizards from the New Wave era that followed it up. Three cool versions of a great song.
877-366-8924. That was well done, Mr. Cott. Here is a montage of the three best versions ever of Berry Gordy's Money.
That was three great versions of a great song that fits the theme of tonight's show. Money, That's What I Want, originally done by Barrett Strong on Motown in 1960, quickly covered by the Beatles when they were invading America in the early 60s, and then again by the Flying Lizards at the height of the arch, ironic New Wave era, circa late 70s, early 80s.
You know, when you put it in context like that, of course, Berry Gordy and the Motown artists, I mean, they had nothing. They were picking themselves up from the gutters of Detroit with their talents.
Sure.
And wanting to build a better world. And the Flying Lizards were nobody and nothing, you know, were these art school kids in England, circa the punk. You know, the only ones who really... in retrospect, the only ones who were really archly ironic there in a way are the Beatles. I mean, what were they whining about?
Well, you know, consider that it was on one of their early albums as well.
Yeah, but they were already doing well.
And I think what they loved about the song, I mean, let's face it, they were fanatics about American R&B and blues.
Yeah.
And remember, the Beatles were kind of shocked that anybody in America would pay attention to them because they basically said, hey, all we're doing is giving back your music here.
Yeah, but I want to get back to this greater concept. There's much to be examined here about why the Beatles were so damn obsessed with money. You know, and some of the best were written by Harrison. I mean, for Harrison to be whining about the tax man and the bite that the tax man was taking out of his paycheck.
Yeah.
Mr. Spiritual Transcendence. Right?
Yes.
You know, and McCartney, who's Mr. Sweet and Love and Apple Pie, you know, you never give me your money.
Well, and Lennon, too. Imagine No Possessions.
Yeah,
and singing Money, That's What I Want.
Or Baby, You're a Rich Man. Well, Baby, You're a Rich Man actually is like taking a shot at the whole hip wazee.
Yeah, right.
But which they were part of.
Right.
There's something to be. I think the Beatles were hypocrites. No other
there's definitely
radio
some
show,
contradictions there.
No other radio show will have the courage to tell you that.
To pledge, give us a call at 877-366-8924 or go to chicagopublicradio.org. If only to maintain this amazing performance studio, the Jim and Kay Maybe performance studio.
Tell us about that.
An incredible facility. You know, everything about that studio, the vibe in there is great. You know, they dim the lights just so.
Yeah.
They've got those Persian rugs on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, light a few candles. I want to live in there.
No, we're being serious now.
I am dead serious.
I can't believe they let us play in there.
It lends such a quality. Not only it makes the musicians feel comfortable because they feel like they're in a room where they can make something that's going to sound great.
It's amazing.
We mentioned earlier, John Cale went in there and was so impressed. He wanted to do songs over again because he knew he could do them better.
Yeah.
To see John Cale have that attitude about something. John Cale's a very hard man to please. He just went in there and just loved the place and immediately made him comfortable. He goes, I feel at home in this place. You could record a record in there, I'm sure.
There have been. It is a recording studio. You know, Common came up here. He was feeling sick. He wanted to do the show before he was playing that night. And Jason, our associate producer, had found some tracks, and the next thing, Common is off and running on this incredible freestyle rap. Why we left commercial radio? Because public radio is smart, because we have facilities here to do stuff, and really, because we're going to be able to bring incredible guests here in the coming weeks to abuse the Jim and Kay Maybe studio, although everyone's been very polite. Yep. Nobody's been smoking or spitting or puking, except us.
Yeah, exactly. They got the spittoon next to us, exactly. But, man, what a lineup of guests we've been able to attract. And I think, you know, a big part of the attraction, I mean, in addition to the fact that it's Sound Opinions and we have a track record, is this amazing facility that we have here at Navy Pier. And with your pledges, is continuing to run at a very, very high level that draws this caliber of musician and artist to Sound Opinions. Here's just a sampling of some of the brilliant musicians we've had on the show.
John Cale is on tour right now with a four-piece band, and he and the group are in the studio with us.
Journeys of a lifetime, leaving from here, traveling the edges like footsteps on a gravel.
We're here with Leslie Feist, otherwise known as Feist. She's got a solo record out.
Gatekeeper, seasons wait for you to nod. Gatekeeper, you held your breath, made the summer go on and on.
We're with Black Rebel Motorcycle Club on Sound Opinions on Chicago Public Radio.
Time won't save our souls. Time won't save my soul. Time won't save our souls. Time won't save my soul, no.
All right, you've got the guitar, Donovan.
Oh, my.
It's warmed up. We want to hear some music. I'm impressed that you're tuning without one of those little automatic tuners, too.
Ah, that's
old
school.
Well, just so happens, inside, you see the lights?
Ah!
I have a stealth tuner.
There you go.
I am known for perfect pitch. I don't tell anybody.
Thrown like a star in my vast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy men come singing the songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man come singing the song of love.
Here's Jim in the studio with the Strokes' Julian Casablancas hours before the Strokes' first show of 2006 at the Park West.
The funny thing is when we started, I thought we were going to jam on stage. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought, you know, just a weird new thing, and you start making it up and you start making up a cool singing part with weird lyrics at a weird time while someone's playing a weird thing. That's how I thought it was going to sort of happen. But
that doesn't happen.
Does not happen, no.
No. There's no jam in the Strokes.
There's no jamming rule.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. He's Jim DeRogatis. And this is Colin Molloy of the Decembrists.
And on the screen, the hero stands with female lead, hand in hand, and says, God, I love you, but you trouble me. She pushes him away.
You're listening to Sound Opinions on Chicago Public Radio. We are in the midst of a pledge drive. Give us a call at 877-366-8924 or go to chicagopublicradio.org. Pledge whatever you can. Remember, it's Ozfest for $75 or, you know, Chicago Public Radio and Sound Opinions for $75. What's it going to be tonight? We'll go to Ozfest.
No, it's true. I mean, or you could buy, you know, you just a couple of crappy CDs at the ridiculous retail price. You know, I tell you what, save that money that you would spend on a couple of crappy CDs. Come over to my house or Greg's. You can burn them. And if you give us only $6.25 a month or $75, you can get a copy of United States Constitution, what it says, what it means, a hip pocket guide.
877-366-8924 is the number to call if you want to pledge. We are trying to raise $7,000 to avoid the baleful "you are about to die" stare from Tori Malatia, which we don't want to see.
The look of the hound dog in Old Yeller.
Yeah.
No, it's great. I mean, Tori is like a saint of a man. He goes to the board here, which is, you know, I don't know. Have you got any picture in your head of what the board looks like?
I'm not sure I want to think
about
that.
It seems ominous. It's like Star Chamber-ish. You know, so Tori goes to the board. He says, I'm going to bring these two boobs who play like ridiculous raunchy music and talk about it and laugh at themselves. I'm going to bring them to public radio. You know,
yeah.
So can you give us some seed
And they're
money?
All going, uh-huh.
You know, if only to save Tori some face, you know what I mean? And he keeps telling us he likes the show. He hasn't made a single criticism. He's, 17 weeks.
He popped down the other day when Jenny Lewis was in.
Yeah.
He was really enjoying himself.
I saw him
actually taking his shirt off and rocking out.
Tori's Southside Malatia. Yeah. All right, so we're going to stop the tomfoolery. You know the drill. 877-366-8924. 877-DON'T-WAIT. Or go online, chicagopublicradio.org or soundopinions.com. Meanwhile, we're going to get back to the good stuff. I'm going to play a nasty cuss word song, and it's a good one, by a girl who certainly knows about money because she grew up in Winnetka. Her name is Liz Phair, and this is a great, great tune. Liz, of course, is being ironic, although now it seems later in her career, she is quite a bit concerned about money. She's trying to morph into, like, Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, it's a little sad.
It's sad, but this song is a killer song, and I love this album, White Chocolate Space Egg. I think it's vastly underrated. It was kind of the beginning of the end, because you can see her getting, you know, slicker.
This is her L.A. period. This is when the L.A. record started.
Yeah, but this is the last great Liz Phair record. The first three are all, I think, you know, Whip Smart, White Chocolate Space Egg, and, of course, Exile and Guyville are great. This is shitloads of money, and I'm just going to let the Sound Opinions team edit that as they will, by Liz Phair on Sound Opinions.
Lewis is probably 30 years old, but he looks like a solid 45. Lewis says he's got a headache. I look at his eyes and I believe him. The big LKs and the gangster disciples. Lewis can't think of who else could take over, but he just can't get. Survival, it's nice
Liz Phair, it's nice to be liked, but it's better by far to get paid. 877-366-8924.
We're having fun tonight. We're playing songs about money. To pledge, give us a call at 877-366-8924 or go to chicagopublicradio.org. Here's a song that I played in an earlier incarnation of this show in its extended version by one Boz Scaggs, primarily because I wanted to hear the Duane Allman guitar solo on it. There's like a 12-minute version of the song that you really should seek out.
You're going old Bonnaroo on me.
Yeah, but I'm not going to play that version. I'm going to play the nice, concise, Chicagoized version of this song, okay. The original version of this song, done by a very underrated Chicago blues man named Fenton Robinson, who recorded a song called Somebody Loan Me a Dime in the 60s. That's when Boz Scaggs heard it. Boz Scaggs, part of that blues fanatic core in San Francisco that just simply worshipped at the feet of the Chicago blues musicians and made rock versions of their songs. Robinson ended up re-recording Somebody Loan Me a Dime on his debut album for Alligator Records, Chicago-based Alligator Records, in 1974. And I think it's really the definitive version of the song he wrote. It's the blues, man. It's destitute. You're on a street corner. Somebody loan me a dime so I can make this one last phone call. And here it is on Sound Opinions.
Somebody loan me a dime. I want to call my old time used to be. Somebody loan me a dime, I tell you. I want to call my old time used to be. My woman been gone so long, yeah, and now it's begun. I just cry, I cry like a baby all night long. Oh, how I cry, and then I cry just like a baby all night long. Oh, I need somebody here, I need.
You are listening to Chicago Public Radio, 91.5 FM WBEZ Chicago, 89.5 FM WBEW Chesterton, 90.7 FM WBEQ Morris.
That's the late Fenton Robinson with a song called Somebody Loan Me a Dime. And we are joined by our esteemed associate producer, Jason Saldana.
Jason, it means so much to us that you're here with us and that, that we can use your name now. Because for years on commercial radio, you were Dr. X. Because some of the things that you were doing was were kind of running under the radar.
We're doing.
No, well, now we're here at Chicago Public Radio, and everything we do is clean and virtuous and wonderful. Jason, your story fascinates me because you were with us almost as long as Spiegel, right? About six years.
In
commercial radio.
Yep.
And then you came with us, and you had like a real career. You were a super chemist. You would
and
had
he
a
threw it
degree.
All away. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're building up to? He threw away this incredible opportunity to work with us.
What other show has an associate producer who was like a super chemist and could be making $1 million a year if he went to work for the government?
My parents
are perfecting
the same
nerve
thing.
Gases. Yeah. Why did you come, Jason? And what does public radio mean to you?
Public radio means that we have the freedom to sort of be who we are and show the world how cool this show is.
That's great.
How cool Greg Cott is and Jim DeRogatis is.
Now, right? He's not just blowing smoke because he is a card-carrying, no-logo, reading, yeah, worshiping, anarchistic, bring-down-the-man, subversive. Were he to use his powers of evil to, like, say, you know, unleash a virus at Microsoft or something, it could be, you know,
so
but no, he is not.
Make sure that Jason continues to be nice to us. Pledge your money.
All he wants is dental and health. We haven't even.
That's all I need.
I know. We're working on that. 877
Health insurance for Jason.
892.
Yes.
Well, at least, you know.
877-366-8924.
At least if he can go to his parents and say, yeah, I'm making like one-tenth of what I would have if I'd been the super chemist, but I like those two boobs I work with, and at least they got me health insurance.
Oh,
you
God.
Know? You need a couple bucks, Jay?
I
can
do,
spot you.
I do.
I can spot. All right.
After the show.
After the show. People call in and donate. So we get to play more music now, right?
Yep.
I'm going to change the vibe completely because you were bringing me down sort of, Cott, with the – I mean, it is a great song.
In the day before cell phones, man, Please loan me a dime so I can just make this one call
and
to my baby.
And now it's like 75 cents. And you can't even find a payphone.
You can't.
When's the last payphone you saw?
And they're all broken.
I know.
If you do find one, it's broken.
Yeah. Oh, it's disgusting.
They don't bother to fix them.
I know. But not everybody can afford a cell phone. This is a band that, well, there's just two words. Blue Eyeshadow. It's a big part of the appeal.
I know where you're
There's
going.
No two ways about it.
I know
it.
Where you're going.
You know, I mean, this is about as great as pop has ever gotten. It's also about as soulless and arid, but there's a certain perfection to it that cannot be denied. ABBA is perfect. You know what I mean? It's a perfect band. They have no qualms whatsoever. There's no irony intended. They liked money. They made a lot of money. You know, I think there were years at the height of their career in the 70s where their income topped several small nations. I'm sure that ABBA earned more a year than the entire country of Luxembourg,
for
example.
The gross national product.
But man, do these songs just stand up as just absolutely indelible pop. This is ABBA with Money, Money, Money. Money, Money, Money by ABBA. I think we should do the entire ABBA show, Greg.
Oh, my God. You know, there's the subtext of the songs. I mean,
amazingly twisted.
Darkness and, you know, amid all that froth and all that eyeshadow
was some really dark stuff. That essentially hated each
other. Yeah, they broke up. They both divorced, you know. I mean,
oh, my God.
Who wants to see the Eagles reunite yet again?
ABBA.
I mean, the ABBA reunion would be a huge, huge tour.
I think my short list of reunions I wouldn't puke at would be Husker Du, ABBA, and the real Pink Floyd.
Now see, right there.
Especially on one bill.
Gives you, those three bands right there, give you an example of the breadth, the depth, and the breadth of the show, the stuff about.
Hey, listen, a phone is ringing.
Another pledge! Another pledge!
Could it be a pledge?
We're almost there, 877-366-8924. We're going towards 7,000, and this one could put us over the top.
Yeah, you got one more song.
I got a song to put people in the mood because,
I had the same one. Look at that.
Yeah, $7,000 ain't enough, man. I want a billion.
Yeah.
$1 billion. And this is a song that'll give you the, it's a subliminal, it's not subliminal at all. It's an anvil to your head saying, $1 billion pledge.
I think it's safe to say.
877-366-8924.
Now, maybe Terry Gross once interviewed Alice Cooper and chatted with him all chatty-like about, you know, playing golf and, you know, the character he invented and blah, blah, blah. But did she actually play Billion Dollar Babies?
Oh, my God.
I doubt it.
He has become domesticated with tales of his golf exploits, and he's basically had a very tongue-in-cheek attitude about this character he created in the early 70s. They were known as L.A.'s worst band in the late 60s and proud of it, and discovered by Frank Zappa, moved to Detroit and made some kick-ass rock records.
I mean, great stuff.
Sort of bridging the gap between metal and glam with that Detroit feel to it. The guitar players, not credited on this record, Steve Hunter and Dick Wagner
went on to do Rock and Roll Animal with Lou Reed.
Yeah, great, great guitar players. And you can hear it all over this song. A classic from the mid-70s when Alice Cooper was in his heyday and really upsetting a lot of parents. Billion Dollar Babies, Alice Cooper on sound.
It's true. My mom wouldn't let me have that record in the house.
Dollar baby.
Billion Dollar Babies from Alice Cooper. It's Chicago Public Radio, Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. Jim DeRogatis is my partner. And we are joined by Todd Bachman, who he's the puppeteer, Jim.
Yeah, he is. Well, he thinks
he is.
I mean,
we do the show.
I don't think he's really figured it out.
Todd pulls
the
strings.
Wait, I have to interrupt here. First, I'm going to give the number, 877-366-8924, or pledge online to chicagopublicradio.org. Yeah. We need to raise $7,000. Back to the puppeteer. If you guys don't remember, but I think it was last week's show, called Matt the puppeteer, which I feel like is...
Well, we're manipulating all of you.
He's the creative puppeteer. You're the public radio stooge puppeteer.
Oh,
you're the guy who comes in here and tells us not to bang on the table. It sounds unprofessional. We don't like that kind of thing on sound.
And
I'm sure our listeners love that.
I'm sure our listeners love that.
Like, well, they're at home banging on the table themselves. What are you talking about?
Well, whatever.
You can't tame us. Have you not?
16
weeks. You haven't got that yet?
892-4 or online at chicagopublicradio.org.
Did you really think we were going to come here and do the breathy public radio voice?
Actually, I was a little nervous because I knew it was just a crapshoot.
Todd valiantly marching into the darkness. What is going to happen?
He's lying through his teeth. You did 7 or 8 years doing this, right? Running behind the scenes with This American Life.
Yes.
Obviously, very successful show. You know, Irish people get, ferried down here in limousines,
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the public radio dollars. It's TV.
I saw Ira helicoptered in the other day, actually.
I think so. He doesn't
and
barely
he had one
says
of those,
hello to us on the
rappelling
but, so why
ropes
did you,
that lowered him into the studio.
Why did you – what makes you think this is a good idea, bringing this show here enough for you to, put your career in our hands?
Because I think you guys are great. I think you guys are entertaining, and you have definitely educated me with music, especially as I've gotten older. And I think there deserves a place for you here.
Speaks, you're gonna tape that and loop it, right? So we can play it nonstop whenever we.
So when Todd has given us our final goodbyes, we can play it.
Yeah. Remember when you said this about us? No, I can't give him crap because that was almost sincere. He was being.
I'm gonna interrupt you.
You know, I think Todd.
He's got something to do. I think he has to give
the
number.
Unless you want to give it.
Well, go ahead.
All right, I'll 877-366-8924, chicagopublicradio.org, or go online to soundopinions.org as well, or soundopinions.com, and make a pledge there as well.
Todd Bachman has upped the ante, because in the couple minutes that he's been on the air here,
he's given the number more.
Bono has called.
Really? And pledged?
Michael Jackson has called. R. Kelly.
Wow.
Has helped us reach our $7,000 goal. Greg Dooley, who called me a sucker on his website, has also called and pitched.
Ryan Adams.
Unbelievable. He left you that nasty phone mail message.
And now he
and
just
now
called,
he called you and pledged. And
wow.
I think he's trying to make amends.
I think the guys in Disturbed also called and made a pledge. The members of Korn.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really impressive.
You know, good job, Todd. Man, Todd Bachman.
It was
How did they do it? They must have dialed 877-366-8924 or gone online, chicagopublicradio.org.
Oh, my God.
He's a good public radio stooge.
$7,000, that's all we're asking. If you want to pledge it all in one lump sum, fine. Give us a call.
It's surprising that Bono didn't just plunk that down.
The 99-cent thing was kind of a token effort on his
dollar
part.
A day.
I mean, but he is helping feed Africa. So.
What do you get for a dollar a day pledge, Greg? Let's look this up. It's no Sound Opinion swag, that's for sure.
So we're a minute away from closing time here at Sound Opinions, and we are hoping to raise $7,000. I'm exhausted.
This was a draining experience, begging for money.
It was, but we're going to beg some more. 877-366-8924 is the number to call. One of the benefits of this is that we covered a music festival in Austin, Texas, with our Sound Opinions team. I personally am very proud of the job everyone did down there. I'm looking forward to the show that is going to air next week in our usual time slot.
South by Southwest is to the music industry what Cannes or Sundance are to film, and we've covered it like it's never been covered. One of many things we're able to do here now that we're on Chicago Public Radio, and we ain't leaving. Even if they try to get us, I mean, we have to leave right now. We're done. But otherwise, we're not leaving. We like it here on Navy Pier.
Absolutely. We want to thank our fabulous crew for, again, helping us out tonight. Todd Bachman, Matt Spiegel, Robin Lynn, Jason Saldana. Tori Southside Melody has always got our back. Dino Armiros has bailed us out of jail numerous times.
I bet he even called and pledged.
I'm sure he did.
And Joe Dassault gives us technical assistance. We'll see you next week on Sound Opinions. And then you got 6 more months before we have to do this again.
To pledge, give us a call at 877-366-8924 or go to chicagopublicradio.org. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.